Mishnah Ches, the discussion of invalid witnesses continues into this Mishnah. And another form of invalid witness is a Baal Avira, somebody who has committed certain Aviras. And the Torah says that a Rosha cannot be a witness. Now, what's defined as a Rosha? So the truth is, elsewhere in the Torah, when the Torah discusses the punishment of Malchus, lashes, which is given for many, many forms of Avira, the Torah calls the person who receives Malchus a Rosha. And so we see that anybody who has violated an Avira, for which the punishment is Malchus, he is considered to be an invalid witness, at least until he receives Malchus, possibly once he has been lashed and received his punishment, so then he's no longer called a Rosha, and therefore he would be a valid witness, at least according to some opinions. The focus of this Mishnah are those who are invalid midirabbonon, because in order to be invalid midiraisa, one has to really realize what Avera he is committing, and realize that it is wrong. But the examples the Mishnah will give are people who generally don't realize the severity of their Avera, and therefore midiraisa they are still valid witnesses, however midirabbonon they are invalid. As the Mishnah Elohim HaPsulim, the following are invalid witnesses, Midrabono. Number one, Amasachik Bakuvya, which literally means one who plays with dice. This refers to a gambler, who is a professional gambler, who has no other occupation. So all the money that he gets from gambling. So in general, somebody like this lacks the feeling of shame. He causes lots of people to lose their money, and doesn't really feel bad about it at all, and he hasn't got shame. So we would suspect him of perhaps taking a bribe to testify falsely. He wouldn't be afraid or ashamed of doing such a thing, and therefore midrabbonon, he is considered to be an invalid witness. Number two, a malve beribis, one who lends money, and the same would go for somebody who borrows money with interest. It's forbidden midiraisa to either lend or even borrow money with interest. That means that the borrower ends up paying more than he actually borrowed. But although the avera is midiraisa, since he doesn't necessarily realize the severity of the Avera, he justifies himself by saying that's what people generally do, it's not considered to be stealing any money, so he's only considered invalid midrabbonon. Thirdly, umafricha yonim, those who race doves, this is a form of gambling, and so again, he would be an invalid witness midrabbonon. Vesechari shavias, those who do business with shmita produce, which is forbidden midiraisa, and the reason why he is only invalid midrabbonon is because, again, he does not realize the severity of his Avera. The prohibition of doing business with the Shmita produce is not written explicitly in the Torah. It's midiraisa and it's learnt from Pesukim, but it's not written clearly and explicitly in the Torah. And as well as that, the money which he would get from selling the Shmita produce, he would still treat with the regular restrictions on Shmita money. So he doesn't realize he's not doing anything wrong, and therefore midiraisa he's still a valid witness, but midrabbonon he is invalid. And finally, the avodim, non-Jewish slaves, they have the same status as Jewish women. They're obligated in all the mitzvahs which women are obligated in. But just like women are invalid witnesses, so too non-Jewish slaves are invalid witnesses. Now, having listed all of the witnesses who are invalid midrabbonon, the Mishnah does end off by telling us that there are certain cases where they would actually be believed. And Zeraklol, this is the rule, kol edus she'ena isha k'sheira la, only a testimony for which a woman would not be believed, and she would not be valid to give that testimony. Afhein einon ksherin la, also the people we just listed, would not be valid to give testimony about those things. However, cases where women would be believed, these people would also be trusted. There are certain cases where even a single witness, who is a woman, would be believed. For example, to give testimony that a particular man died in order that his wife be able to remarry. So we are lenient in order that she be able to remarry. And even a single witness, and even a woman, is believed. So these people who are invalid midrabbonon generally, they would be valid for such a testimony, just like women.